with the apostles, made it very clear to them with the Pharisees. So it doesn't mean if you're not fasting, you're not spiritual. It doesn't mean if you are fasting, you are spiritual. It just means that as a body of believers here at South Bay Abundant Life Church, since January, God just showed us this is something special, something different about this year. So the first Sunday in January, we started having our first meal after service. So we pray and we fast every Sunday until after service. So if you would join us with that, Facebook, Zoom family, that would be great. But you don't have to. Again, it doesn't mean that you're spiritual, doesn't mean that you're not spiritual, doesn't mean that you're super spiritual. It just means based on Mark 9:29, Jesus told his disciples, only some kind, or these things, some strongholds are only overcome through praying and fasting. So I just want to encourage you in that. As always, I want to thank you for your giving. You all are very generous. We've been so blessed to continue the ministry to reach the world for Christ via live stream. So if you are giving on a desktop or a laptop, just go to southbayalc.com, southbayalc.com. Click the giving icon and go ahead and give accordingly. If you're on your phone, same thing, southbayalc.com. Click the three bars on the side and then go ahead and give accordingly. Or if you're like me and you just still like to write a check, then you can write the check, make it payable, check or money order to South Bay, SBALC or South Bay Abundant Life Church. Go ahead and mail it to our office, 3553 Atlantic Avenue, Suite B279, Long Beach, California, 90807, SBALC 3553 Atlantic Avenue, Suite B279, Long Beach, California, 90807. Want to encourage you all to fellowship with us on Wednesday night via Bible study. It's just been an incredible time. Let me put on my glasses so I get it right this week. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 19. It is some incredible things that are going on. Very relevant to our world today. So if you're available from 6:30 to 7:30, please join us. Bible study. The link is on our website, southbayalc.com, and you can just click the link on Wednesday. Get there at 6:30, get there a few minutes earlier, and then we start right at 6:30 and we finish at 7:30. And if you would give us the privilege of praying for you, then please send us an email, life@southbayalc.com, life@southbayalc.com. Please email us. It is a privilege to pray for you. We're really thankful today, with it being Sunday, July 12th, a special day because it's the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is also a great day because it is our youngest daughter's birthday. JL turns 19 today. The baby is 19, so we're grateful for JL and thankful for her. And so for those of you that know her and you have her number, send her a text message and just encourage her and tell her enjoy 19 and to be blessed. And we're thankful. And then for those of you, I want to thank you as well that reached out to our oldest daughter, Jamaica, who turned, well, I'm not going to give her age, but she had a birthday on July 9th. So yeah, so she had a birthday as well. I know many of you reached out to her. So I just want to say thank you. And both of the girls appreciate it. Amen. So if you would open your Bibles, let's start at Psalms 119:89. Let's start there. And then we'll continue with our message of singing suicide and salvation. The sub-message within the series, the I am the Good Shepherd. And so we're talking about the Good Shepherd. We're talking about salvation. And then Paul and Silas gave the jailer the word. So we're going to start with the word of God. And it's just so powerful. I'm going to be all over the place, South Bay Abundant Life Church. You know that I'm always all over the place. Again, get your physical Bible, get your notepad. You want to take notes this morning. Facebook family, you want to push the share button so your friends and family can participate in the word and just get a word from God this morning. And not opinions and not suggestions and not recommendations and not emotions and feelings, but the word of God, which makes all the difference in our life. Pray with me quickly. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We bless you for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. It illuminates the way, Lord, as we try our best to navigate through a dark, fallen, dying, broken, dead, and decaying world, Lord. We need the word today more than ever. Bless your people to hear. Bless them to receive the word, to trust in God and receive God's word, and watch their life be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, praying this morning, lead and guide us. Holy Spirit, take over, rule and reign. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So go on and turn to Psalms 119:89, and we'll start there this morning. I'm going to take my time, family. I'm going to be all over the place, and where we stop, we stop. And then, Lord willing, we'll pick up next week as we continue the series. But one thing that Paul and Silas did with the jailer, they gave him the word, and we're going to read that. But I have to keep coming back to this. I'm trying to get past this, but the Lord won't let me, because we need to understand. If you don't understand the power of the word and how it's settled and how it stands firm and how it's established, then you're not going to trust God at his word. And then as a result, you will lead a defeated Christian life. Not that you're not saved, but why be saved and lead a defeated Christian life? The goal is to stand on the word and lead a victorious life in Christ by standing on the word, by trusting God's word and receiving it. So let's read Psalms 119:89. It says forever. So you should have forever underlined, which means it's just consistent. It is forever. God's word is forever. Oh, man, I'm excited already. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Underline settled. So forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So I want you to get the visual. When we get to heaven, Lord willing, we're there through Jesus Christ by being saved. And we make it to heaven in paradise, right? In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because of our relationship with Christ, not based on anything we've done, because we couldn't earn it and we couldn't work our way to heaven. You can only receive the free gift of salvation and then be invited into heaven through the power of God and the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the forgiving work that he did on the cross. So we get to heaven, get the visual, and you're going to see in heaven, you're going to, what is this thing in heaven that's just standing there? It's firm, it's established. Get the visual. It's in the middle of heaven, and it's firm, and it's established, and it's settled, and it's bright, and it's set, and it's standing tall. And it's the word of God, because the word of God has been established and is standing firm in heaven. The word of God, what we have right here, it's standing in heaven. And it's firm and it's established. That's why Paul and Silas gave the jailer the word. So make a note, the word is unmovable, it's unshakable, it's unchanging. It's standing firm. It's not going to move, it's not going to be shaken, and it's not going to change. So here's the deal. We have to line up with God's word. God doesn't have to line up with our emotions and our feelings. We have to line up with God's word so we can fulfill the purpose that God and the plan that God has for our life. You have to line up because the word has already been established. It's not going to change. In a world that changes every day, thank God that we have the word that doesn't change. Oh, I'm so excited about that. Unmovable, unshakable, unchanging. It can't be twisted. It can't be uprooted. The word is solid, settled, established, the word. And that's why Paul and Silas gave the jailer the word. And so, family, you and I, we must. That's why it's so important. It is imperative that we get into the word daily. We have to get into the word daily because it's our roadmap. It's the blueprint. It's the it's our GPS. And the word is different. Our GPS for the word is God's permanent solution. That's what it gives us everything that we need. The word right here is, this is our roadmap. This is our blueprint on how to live, how to think, how to give, how to forgive. It's our GPS is God's permanent solution for mankind. And either we run to it or we run from it. Either we receive it or we reject it, and we all have that choice. I'm saying this morning, get into the Word of God. Get into it daily. Pastor, how do I do that? Start with the Proverbs. Start with the book of Matthew. Start with the Psalms. Email me, life@southbayalc.com. I will give you a plan on how to get into this Word every day. 5 minutes a day is nothing deep and drawn out. It's nothing mystical or magical, but it's powerful. It is the Word of God. Yes, it is supernatural, and it's our guide. It leads and it directs us, and is standing firm in heaven. You can trust in it. You can grab hold to it. You can believe in it. You can walk with it. It'll lead you. It'll guide you. It'll talk with you. It'll bring to your remembrance what God has spoken to your heart so you can live a victorious life in Christ. I would even say for those of you that like to cook, it's the word is the ingredient. The ingredients to a beautifully baked or cooked meal. Amen. If you're cooking, you always got to put the right things in the meal, in the soup, in the cake. Otherwise, it's going to fall flat. The word is that for our life. And when we get the right ingredients from the Word of God, we live a beautifully blessed, abundant life in Christ. Understand, I'm not saying you don't have issues. I'm not saying you don't have struggles. I'm not saying you don't have problems. But I'm saying based upon the Word of God, it gives us an abundant life in the midst of the struggles and the issues and the problems, because the Word is standing firm and it's not going to change. It covers everything, the Word does. And so the question I would have is just, why are you still guessing on how to live? Why are you still trying to figure it out on your own when you have the map and the blueprint? It covers everything. Why are you still trying to raise your kids on just guessing and grabbing for straws? The Word makes it plain on train up a child in the way they should go. Provoke not your kids unto wrath. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, how to live, the love, the peace, the joy, the gentleness, the meekness, the self-control, the faith. It tells us how to live, how to raise kids, how to operate within each and every relationship that we have. Why are you still guessing on how to live? That's the question I would have for you this morning. Let's make our way back to Acts 16:29. But before we go there, let's make a stop in Malachi. Malachi 3:6 on our way back to Acts 16:29. Please turn with me to Malachi 3:6. Understand the Word of God. When you're there, say amen. Go on and push that Facebook family. Go on and push the share button. You know, we're going to go deep. We're not going to get complicated, but we are going deep. Practical, powerful, and purposeful. So Malachi 3:6, it says, "For I am the Lord," it's God speaking. He says, "For I am the Lord and I change not." Underline that. See, that's why the Word is solid. That's why it's established. That's why it's standing firm in heaven, because the Lord does not change. When you look up the word Hebrew, in the Hebrew, the word change, it says, God says, I am the Lord. I don't alter. I don't break my promises. I don't disguise myself. And when we were growing up, we would, we would call it two-faced. Amen. Some of the old school folks remember that. When somebody was two-faced, they smile in your face and then talk about you behind your back. They pat you on the back, and you don't know if it's a hand patting you in the back or a knife stabbing you in the back. God said, I'm not like that. God said, I'm not two-faced. I don't alter. I don't change. I don't break my promises. I don't disguise myself. I let you know who I am, and that's who I am. He says, I am the Lord. I change not. He says, therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. And the sons of Jacob represents the people of God. And the word consumed, it means you're not destroyed, you're not wasting away. And God says, I just don't exterminate you, because he's the Lord and he's changed. He doesn't change, and he's made promises to us. Christ said, I've come to give you life and that more abundantly. That's not going to change. That stands firm in heaven. We just have to line up with God's will. The grace of God is a beautiful thing. We're not consumed because God doesn't change and his mercy endures forever. Make a note, put a star by that. In a world that changes almost daily and seems to be falling apart and coming apart at the seams, God says, you don't have to worry about that with me. Get into the word so you know my will and my plan for your life. I'm not going to change. God is not going to change his mind. It is not going to change. So make a note. That's why Paul and Silas gave the jailer the word. Now let's continue on to Acts 16 and 29. We will stay there, and then we will go here and there, and we will be all over the place this morning. I'm trying to paint the picture of the God that we serve that does not change. Family, we have to line up with the Lord this morning and just practice daily. It's just like anything in life. If you're going to get good at it, you have to practice. Start practicing reading the word daily. Start with one scripture. Start with Malachi 3:6. Meditate on that you serve, and you and I serve a God that doesn't change. And just be settled with that. And think about that as much as the world changes. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't have to worry about me changing. I'm not going to say I love you today and then change my mind tomorrow. I'm not going to say I'll provide and take care of you today and then say, no, I'm not going to do it tomorrow. I'm not going to say I have a plan and a purpose for your life and then say, no, I've changed my mind. God's plan is his plan. He has it for our life. Be encouraged in that, family. So here we are. We pick up our story. You all know the story. Paul and Silas, they're singing praises. The jailer wants to commit suicide because he thinks that they have escaped. And then they offer him salvation. We pick it up in 16:29. Then this is the jailer. Then he called for a light, sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he was talking about a physical rescue, but they gave him a physical, mental, spiritual, relational rescue. He and his family underlined what they said. Verse 31, and they said, trust, underline trust. That word believe in the Greek is trust. And they said, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your house. They told him, trust God. And look what they did after they told him to trust God. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord. So number one, they tell him, trust God, and then receive the word. Why? Because we've already established that the word is standing firm in heaven. And we've already established that the word is not going to change. So look, family, you got to trust God, and then you got to receive his word in that order. You can't say, I trust God, but I don't believe in his word. You can't. You'll live a defeated lifestyle every day of the week. So you have to say, God, I trust you, and I receive your word, and I'm going to commit my life to living according to the word of God. Amen. So we have to receive, we have to embrace the word of God. And then make a note, family, because they told him, trust Christ. And then they gave him the word. Why? Because you and I, we have to trust something. Make a note. You're trusting something right now. You're trusting your job, your business. You're trusting in your own health. You're trusting in your own intelligence. By the way, everything that God's given you, whether you realize it or not, because if God didn't give us the strength to get up this morning, we couldn't get up. If God didn't give you the ability to think and to communicate, you wouldn't be able to do anything that you're doing right now. So you're trusting in something. Paul and Silas is saying, trust in God and then receive his word. And let me say it again, family, until you give the Lord 100% of your heart and your life, you'll never know what God could have done. Until you trust God 100% and stand on his word, you will never know what God could have done with your life. That's a sad commentary for some that just will give God half and then still want to hold on and operate with the other half. And you know what we do? We always mess ours up. Then we run back to God. And that's a defeated lifestyle. But when you give God 100%, then you can live a victorious life in Christ. And until you give God 100%, you'll never know what God could have done with your life. And if you don't live by the word, then you're going to live by opinions and suggestions, the news, feelings, emotions. And that's just not a way to live as a Christian. Let me say it again. You can't live by opinions because those change. You can't live by suggestions because those change depending on who you're asking. You can't live on recommendations because that depends on who you got them from. You can't live by emotions because you will go crazy. And we already established before, you can't live by your heart because if your heart hasn't been converted, it's deceitfully and desperately wicked, is incurably sick. And remember, the heart tells the mind what to do. So if your heart hasn't been transformed, it's telling your mind all type of crazy stuff to do. So I'm suggesting and recommending that you live your life by the word of God. Say, Pastor, can you make it plain? Yes, I can. I can make it even more plain. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Facebook family, go ahead and push the share button. Your friends and family, they need to hear this word this morning. Help me evangelize. Help me to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me to help our families and friends understand that they have a choice on how to live their life. What the world is offering and what Jesus Christ is offering. Family, that's the beautiful thing. We have a choice. Choose life today. Choose Christ today. Matthew 7, verse 24. This is Jesus speaking. If you're in your Bible, you see it's outlined in red because those are the words of Christ. So make a note. This is the word giving us the word. Is that some? Hey, we have the word giving us the word. The living word giving us the living word. The logos is what it's called in the Greek. In the Greek, we have the logos. The logos. Verse 24, Jesus says, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine, and the sayings in the Greek means the word, it's actually logos. The same word that's in John 1:1, which says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that is made. It's the same word as sayings, it's the word. So here's the word giving us the word. Therefore, whosoever hear these things of mine, and doeth them, I will compare him unto a wise person, an intelligent person. So Jesus said, when we walk, it shows really how intelligent we are. I'm intelligent enough to humble myself to know that I really have no control of anything. Amen. Let me say that again, family. Make a note. Humble yourself and be intelligent enough to humble yourself to know that I really have no control. You and I, we really have no control of anything. We're one doctor's visit away from the doctor saying, this is it. We're one car accident away from being done. We're just one something away from everything changing. So when I think I have it going on, I got to humble myself and realize I'm intelligent enough to know that I need Jesus Christ in my life each and every day. We know plenty of healthy people that didn't wake up the next day. So I'm intelligent enough to humble myself and say, God, I need you. So Christ makes this comparison to a wise man. And he says in verse 25, and the rain, underline the rain descended and the floods, underline rain and floods. And the floods came and the winds blew and beat, underline beat. Upon that house. But it didn't fall because it was founded upon the rock. We know the rock being Christ and the rock being the word. Make a note. Jesus said even an intelligent person that builds their house, their foundation, their life is in Christ. You're still going to go through stuff. I don't know who's trying to sell you the Christianity that you accept Christ and your life becomes beautiful all of a sudden. That's not true. That's not the word of God. That's why we have to live by the word of God. So when the storms do come, because they are coming, and let me give you a not so obvious statement, or maybe it is an obvious statement, family, if you haven't realized, look around, we're in the middle of a storm. We're in the middle of the storm. There's so much uncertainty in this world today. It's right in the middle of the storm. See, the storms come. That's what Christ is saying right here. He said, but you're not going to fall apart. You're not going to lose it because your house, your life, your foundation is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let's look at verse 26. And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened, shall be compared to a fool. So make a note, those of you that take notes, and I hope it's all of you take notes. The word fool in the Greek is moros, M-O-R-O-S, which we get our word moron. And then, believe it or not, it also says in the Greek, the translation for fool is a blockhead. A blockhead, what they would call Charlie Brown. I didn't know that was Greek for fool, but now you and I both know it. So Jesus is saying he compares a wise man to a moron, a blockhead, and calls him a fool. Why? Because he built his house upon the sand. So the intelligent person is humble enough to seek Christ and build their life down foundation on a rock. The fool, the blockhead, the moron, they reject Christ and build their house on the sand. And family, make a note, sandcastles look pretty. However, they only last for a short time. I've seen some beautiful sandcastles. It's amazing what some artists can do with sandcastles. But they only last for a short time. Christ is saying, do not build your life. Do not build your job. Do not build your relationship. Let me talk to my singles just a minute. Singles, don't build your relationship on a sandcastle. Don't build it on the lies and the lust and lasciviousness of sand. You have to build it on the love and the loyalty and the light of Christ. I'm telling you now, and it's hard. And you say, Pastor, it's easy for a married person to tell a single person how not to build their house and how to. I'm saying it's hard for us that are married. As those of us that are married, we have to make sure we don't establish sandcastle relationships outside of our marriage, built on lies and lust and lasciviousness. And we always have to keep it holy and build relationships on loyalty and love and the light of Christ. So it goes for all of us. We can't build sandcastles and expect to stand in the storm. They don't last through the storm. Somebody say amen, because you and I both know from experience the sandcastle relationship, the sandcastle jobs and business and partnerships built on the sand, they don't last. And Jesus said it's as believers, the wise, intelligent person, we humble ourselves and we build our life and our foundation on Christ. Those who don't want to, he said, the word said, I didn't say it. It said it's being foolish to build it upon the sand castles of life, and expect it to stand. Make a note. Let me finish the word. Then I want you to make a note. Verse 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, here's the note I want you to make. Whether you're standing on the rock or whether you're standing in sand, the winds came to both. It was the exact same thing. We still have to deal with the sand castles because they come. Came upon the wise and the fool, the godly and the ungodly, the storms of life. They come upon the intelligent and the moron. Everyone, make a note, family, everyone, you and I, we all have the option and the choice to build our house on the rock, which is the Word of God, which is already established, which doesn't change, or we can build it on the sand, which is the opinions of other people. I have I'll read this, Sister Kathy, so I'm going to go ahead and read this. The rock and the Word are Jesus Christ. The Word is giving us the Word. The family already said it, the storm is here. I don't know if you've checked outside. It's a beautiful day outside, but we're in the midst of a storm. In the midst of the beauty is so much going on. It's not talking about the weather. It's talking about the circumstances and the conditions of life. Family, the storm is here and it's going to stay here. And we have to be rooted and grounded and standing on the rock of Jesus Christ. Going to say, build your house and your home, your business, your job, your career. Young folks, build your career on the rock of Christ. Your relationships, don't build them on the sand castles. Parents, teach and model for your kids life being built on the rock. Let me say it again. Parents, build your house, teach and model your house being built upon the rock. During this reset, during this pause, for some of us, we need to start. If you're not saved, you need to start the foundation from there. That's your foundation, getting saved, receiving Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. For those of us that need to rededicate, we need to start rebuilding, not repairing. We just need to get rid of some stuff and we need to rebuild our life from this. Regardless of what's happened from this point, family, from this point on, build your house. A contractor would call it a room addition or an add-on. Build the foundation. You rededicated your life. Build from there and add on. And some of us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, the word tells us to be transformed by the renewing. That word in the Greek, renewing, is renovating. Some of us, we need a complete renovation of our life. We just got to start from scratch. We got some old stuff we got to deal with. We're going to deal with it, but I'm moving on and I'm complete renovating my mind and the way that I think, the way that I act. I'm building everything upon the Word of God. If I don't know, I'm going to ask godly people, help me to get into this Word so I can grow and build my life on the Word of God. And then once you build it on the Word of God, then live there permanently. Don't go back to the sandcastle. Let me say it again. Once you build, once you get saved, once you rededicate your life, once you renovate your mind, live there on the rock permanently. Don't go back to the sandcastle. Make a note. Don't run back to the sandcastle. Family is going to do the same thing. It's not built on the rock. The storms are going to come. It's going to fade away again. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your God-given purpose on sandcastles. Turn with me as we continue to just see the power of God's word. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. I love the word of God. Family, I told you I'm all over the place this morning. But hear what God is speaking to his people in the midst of uncertainty. Paul and Silas gave him the word. Why? Because the word doesn't change. Love the book of Joshua. Joshua has just taken over. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6. Joshua has just taken over from Moses and God is speaking to him. So make a note that God speaks. And now God speaks to us through his word. That's why the enemy, the last thing he wants you to do is get into the word of God, because God speaks through his word. So God is speaking to Joshua. He's given him directions. He's given him commands. He's given him the blueprint for his life, for his leadership. Let me say it again. God has given Joshua a blueprint for his life and for his leadership and for the legacy that he's going to leave. Get a godly legacy through the word of God by operating on the word of God. It's a beautiful thing. And it doesn't get washed away like a sandcastle because it's built on the word of God. So family, we pick up the narrative in in Joshua 1:6. Be strong. Underline that. Oh my gosh. It was so much going on. Look at the word of God. It's telling us, because as I'm trying to build my life on the rock, on the word of God, I'm trying to transform my thinking to godly thinking, it's so much old stuff that's trying to tell me not to. And so the first thing God tells Joshua is to be strong. Make a note in the Hebrew, the word strong, it means to be urgent. He said, man, this is nothing to play with right now. Be urgent and then grow. And it also means to grow. It means growth. Wow. So God is saying, be strong, be urgent and grow. Get in the word so you can be strong. You can be urgent and grow. We don't have time to waste. You got to grow. You can't start sliding back to the sandcastles. You got to stand on the word. Go on and push the share button, family. We're going deep, but not complicated. He says, be strong, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Underline those two. Be strong, be alert, urgent, and grow. And then courageous means be alert, be brave, be determined. God's saying, look, you got to lead my people. God is saying, you got to lead your kids. You got to lead on your job. You got to lead your family. You got to lead wherever you are. And you got to be strong. You got to be urgent. You got to grow. They got to see you growing. They have to see the urgency in you. And then you have to be alert. You can't be faded. You can't be out here just into all other kind of stuff. You got to be alert and you got to be brave and you have to be determined. That's what it means to be courageous. This is the word of God. This is God speaking. This is God giving Joshua the mandate, and he's giving it to you and I through the word. Be strong, be alert, be urgent, be determined. Stand on the word of God. It's already been settled. It's not going to change. Build your house on the rock and not make a sandcastle again. God speaking to Joshua. He's going to have to lead the people to the promised land. Moses has died. God starts off in verse 1 telling Moses is dead. It's some dead stuff that you just got to let go. That relationship is dead. I'm trying to lead you to another place now. But you got to be strong. You got to be urgent. And you got to start growing. And you got to stop building sandcastles. You got to be brave. And you have to be determined that you're going to stand for God this time. In the midst of the storm, don't go back to the sandcastle. In the midst of the storm, you can't go back. Be strong, be alert, be urgent. It's what God is telling Joshua. For unto this people shall you divide an inheritance. It's about a legacy, the land which I swear, underline swear, because God said, I promised them this. And we found out in Malachi 3:6 that God does not break his promises. The word is settled in heaven. So God promised it, so it's settled in heaven. But we have to be strong. It's already been settled. Jesus said it's finished. It was settled before it was finished. Because it was settled, it allowed it to be finished. But now we have to go through the day-to-day process, through the storms of life, building our house on the rock and not the sand, and fulfilling the word in our life. And we have to be strong because it's not easy. I think I said it before and it deserves repeating. Living a Christian life, let me say it again. Living a real Christian life is the hardest thing you will ever do. It's the hardest thing. Your flesh is telling you one thing. Your heart is telling you one thing. Your mind is telling you one thing. Your emotions is telling you another thing. Your feelings is telling you something else. Your hormones are all over the place. And you're trying to say, I'm trying to live for God, and trying to block all that out and ignore it. And the storms are coming from here. They're coming from family. They're coming from the job. They're coming from the spouse. They're coming from the kids. And God is saying, stay standing on the rock. Don't run off like a kid and build a sandcastle and expect it to stand. And he's telling Joshua, you're going to have to deal with some stuff. So be strong. I've already sworn it to you. It's already established in heaven. You just have to go through the process. It's waiting for you. And make a note of this, family. I submit to you, God already has a beautiful plan and purpose for your life. And the sad thing is most of us will never reach it because we can't trust God and live by his word. And we refuse to build our foundation on the rock. We reject it because it looks so much greener on the other side, and other people are cutting corners and they're doing this and they're doing that, and I'm not as bad as them. But God said, that's not your example. The word, the rock, is your example. And so I'm cutting corners and I just don't reach my God-given purpose because I cut too many corners. And we take the shortcut, and our godly success is cut short because we can't be strong and courageous, and we forget that God's already worked it out. God said, I swear it unto your, it's already done. I've already established it. It's settled in heaven. And the file cabinet of heaven, when you get there, you're going to see the file. It's all erected. And in that file cabinet is the plan and purpose for your life. It was already established. And it's not going to change. But until you line up with the word of God, you're not going to see it. You're not going to walk in it. He's telling Joshua, let's finish reading. The word can say it a lot better than I can. Look at what he says again in verse 7. Only be strong. Here it is. That's the second time he's telling us to be strong. If God repeats it, it's a reason why. Because we have the tendency to get weak and to give up and take a shortcut. And I'm gonna build a sandcastle. I got some rocks over here, but I'm gonna build a sandcastle with this relationship. And I know it's built on lies and lust and lasciviousness and other type of foolishness. But you know what? I'm tired of standing on the rock. And so I'm going to build a sandcastle relationship. And I get off track and the sand comes in and the winds and the rain and the storms and it gets washed away. And I've wasted time. And so God has to tell us in verse 7, only be strong. But he just told us in verse 6 to be strong. He has to repeat it. Be strong. Family, stand on the rock. Don't fall apart. Surround yourself with godly people. Practice praying and reading and worshiping every day. That's how you build your strength. That's how you get stronger. Stay away from foolishness. Verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous. God, do you have to? Yes, God has to tell us every day and all the time in every verse because we have the temptation to build a sandcastle. He told Joshua, be strong, very courageous, be very alert, very brave, very determined. Family, I'm trying to get through this, but God is just letting us know today, this is the time to be very strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all, underline all the law, and the law is the word. Amen. Look what he says. Why do we have to be strong? He said, you got to be obedient. You have to be obedient to the word. You got to keep building your house on the rock. Verse 7 again, only be thou strong and very courageous that you may observe. Be obedient to do according to all the word which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go. God is saying, stay the course. Don't go to the right. Don't build a sandcastle on the left. Don't build a sandcastle on the right. He said, be obedient. And the word prosper, it means to progress. It means that you're going to grow wherever you go. Make a note that through God and through the obedience, we grow wherever we go. We grow in God wherever we go. Just like Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, he was put in charge. When he went to jail, he was put in charge. When he got introduced to Pharaoh, he was put in charge. Wherever he went, he progressed and he went through a lot of stuff. He went from the pit to the palace, but he progressed. He grew in each and every situation. God says, whether you're in the pit today or you're going to be in the palace tomorrow, you have to grow. And look at the end result of that. When we grow, when we stand on the word, we put ourselves in a position to be a blessing to others. Joseph is the perfect example. Outside of Christ, that through obedience, the growth from the pit to the palace, the progress allowed him to be a blessing to so many. That's the end game. God wants you and I to be a blessing to so many and to be light, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. But if we're building sandcastles, we can't do that. He says, look, if you observe, and I read it in verse 7, I'm going to read it again. He said, if you be obedient, be strong, be very courageous, be obedient. And where you go, you're going to grow and you're going to be a blessing to others. Wherever you go, you're going to grow. So you're thinking about, well, should I take this job? Should I go here? Should I go? If it's the will of God, pray and ask God. God opens the door. But wherever you go, as long as you're operating according to the word, it's going to be a blessing. You're going to grow and God's going to be with you wherever you go. Make a note of it, family. This is the word. This is why I started off with Psalms 119:89, because it's been established. This word, God is saying, wherever you go, you're going to grow as long as you're in me. I'm not going to change my mind. That's why we read Malachi 3:6. This doesn't change. He's telling Joshua, but he's telling you and I as well. It's not going to change. As Paul and Silas told the jailer, trust God and receive his word. Family, I'm telling you this morning, trust God and receive his word. Try it. But if you don't give God 100%, you're not going to get 100% of the results. And then you want to be upset with God saying God doesn't work. And God is saying, no, you don't work. You keep building sandcastles when I'm trying to get you to build on the rock. Let's finish these verses. Uh-oh, here we go. Look, now here's the instruction verse 8. This book of the law, this word, should not depart out of your mouth. It's about proclaiming the word, speaking the word, living the word. If you don't know the word, you can't do anything with the word. That's why you got to know it so you can proclaim it and speak it. When other people are giving opinions and news and they're watching the 8 o'clock news or the 5 o'clock news, I'm reading Joshua 1:8 and I'm getting the word and I'm speaking the word and proclaiming the word. When they're saying that the world is falling apart, I'm saying, no, it's not. The world is falling apart. I'm saying the word has already been established in heaven. That all things work together for good to them that love God, to God's children, those that are committed to God. If God be for you, who can be against you? I'm standing on the word, not the news, not opinions. Get into the word so you can proclaim the word. When they tell you about this and that, you tell them about the word and leave it at that. Verse 8, this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate. That word meditate means to study. So he said you should study the word. Look what he says. When? Day and night, that you may observe to do all according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall progress. And then you shall have good success. Make a note in the Greek, the word good success, it means that you're going to have insight, wisdom, and discernment. As you're going through life, the good success is the insight of God, the wisdom of God, and discernment of God. Because if you're going through life and you don't have the insight of God, the wisdom of God, the discernment of God, you got people deceiving you and playing games with you. And you don't even see it. And that's bad success. Look what he says. Let me read that again. The last part of that. When you observe to do according to all that is written, when you determine that you're going to be obedient to the word of God, then you shall make your way prosperous, which means progress. It has nothing to do with money. It means progressing, that you're growing and you're moving forward. And then you will have good success. The good success in the Hebrew, it's insight, it's wisdom, discernment. Do you want to start a business with no insight, with no wisdom, and no discernment, and expect it to be successful? Even if you make money, it's a sandcastle and you lose. What does it profit if you gain the world and lose your own soul? God says he wants us to have good success. It's already been established. When we live according to the word, we have success and we're blessed with the insight, the wisdom, and the discernment of God. Verse 9. God says, have I not commanded you? This is not a suggestion. God is saying, I'm commanding. I'm telling you, I'm charging you. This is the way to live. He says it again. Be strong and of good courage. Why does God have to tell us 3 times? Because it's just that hard to be strong in a midst of a fallen world. It's just that difficult to be dedicated and standing on a rock in the midst of a fallen, decaying world. God says, be strong again. Make a note of that, family. It's the third time God is telling Joshua within the same conversation. He's told him, be strong, be courageous. And he says, don't be afraid. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us. And I have to be honest, there's some scary stuff going on right now, family. It's some scary stuff going on right now, but God says, don't be afraid. Look at God. Look at the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the word. We can stand on that. It's been settled. God said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He said, don't be afraid. I don't care what it looks like. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. You got to be led by your faith and not your fears. God is saying it's going to look crazy. But look what he says. He says, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. And the word dismayed means don't be overwhelmed. Don't get beat down, discouraged. It also means to be shattered. God is saying, don't let this stuff that's going on now, don't let it shatter you. Come on, Lord, speak. Saying, don't be afraid of it and don't let it shatter you. Why not, Lord? This is why. He says, for the Lord, the existing one, thy God, Elohim, the Trinity, the existing one and the Trinity is with you and I wherever we go. Oh, my gosh. And that's settled in heaven. It's standing firm. God says, be strong, be courageous. Don't walk around in fear, family. Don't be reckless. Don't be stupid, but don't be afraid. He says, don't be dismayed. Don't be shattered because the existing one, Elohim, the Trinity, is with you and I wherever we go. He's promising that to Joshua. He's promising that to us. And I still got notes on my notes. And that's what we'll pick up. This is what we'll pick up next week. It only gets better. I'm so excited, not because of what's going on in the world, but the solution that we have in Jesus Christ. Stand on the word, family. Get rid of the sandcastle. It's ready to wash away anyway. Stand on the rock. Let God allow you to build a real foundation, a real house in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. We need you, Lord. We're tired of building sandcastles. We want to stand on the rock. And then your word tells us to be strong, be courageous. You're with us wherever we go. We don't have to do it alone. God, give us the courage and give us the strength to be obedient and for once in our life to trust you with everything that we have, with our kids, our finances, our job, our careers, our relationships. God, give us the courage for once in our life to trust you with everything that we have. And God, we need you so much. Thank you that your word has been settled in heaven. It's established, it's firm. We can stand on it. You don't change. That's why Paul and Silas told the jailer to trust God and receive the word because it's not going to change. That's the way to be saved. That's the way to build a house built on sand and not a sand castle. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you. Give us the strength through the power of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us. We need you. We love you. God, so much more today do we need you than we did yesterday. And we bless you and thank you for the power of your word that changes lives, changes hearts, changes mind. Transformation is what we don't want information. We want revelation that leads to transformation. Complete rebuild, renovated heart, life, and mind built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ so we can stand against the storms of life that are coming, that are here. We love you, Lord, and we bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, maybe you're saying, Pastor, I need to start. My foundation is accepting Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Well, I want to invite you. It's as simple. The word is as simple as asking Christ into your heart and being sincere about it. The book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be rescued." Rescued from the sandcastle that they've been building their whole life, and now they can start standing on the word of God. Rescued from death, hell, sin, and the grave has no power on you. To be saved, to be rescued, that you can forgive, and that you can enter into paradise with Christ. So if you say, "Pastor, that's my first step in this process, is to ask Christ to take over my life, come in and live in me and fill me with his Holy Spirit." Then repeat these words after me. "Dear Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for resurrecting that third day. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you for dying so that I can live. Right now, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for resurrecting. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit so that I can live for you. Show me, Lord, the purpose and plan that you have for my life. And thank you that now I am a new creation in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." If you want to rededicate your life, you want to start from this moment building that house on the rock. You want to add on to the foundation, which is Christ. You have that as a foundation. And now you want to add on. You want to start rebuilding on the rock. The book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Makes us all equal. We all have built sandcastles. Some of us got sandcastles in the closet right now. But the word says, if we confess those sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Get rid of the sin which is disguised as a sandcastle. And God, once we do that, we ask God to forgive us, he does. "Cast our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, he remembers them no more." But then he tells us to build our foundation on the rock. And he says, "I'll be with you wherever you go. It's already been settled in heaven. I'm with you through the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. God is the person of God is with us wherever we go." So you don't have to condemn yourself. Christ already died on the cross for that. It's just all about rebuilding, renovating, and starting from right where you are, and let God take you to where he wants you to go. As you grow, as you go, you will grow, and God's with you. And it starts with the word. So just want to encourage you in that. Please, if you have any questions about that, I love how we can communicate via email, life@southbayalc.com. Send me an email if you have any questions. How do I rededicate my life? Am I saved? Can I lose my salvation? Any question that you have is an important question, because God's putting it on your heart. And you need to know based on the word, because remember, the word is already established in heaven. It's not going to change. I don't care how you feel. Feelings change. Emotions change. People, one person to give you an opinion, another person to give you an opinion. I'm talking about the word of God that doesn't change. And it's telling you, do not condemn yourself. It's no more condemnation. You're in Christ. You are a new creature. Start living for God right where you are, so God can take you where he wants you to go. Right where you are is where God wants you to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. You'd be somewhere else. So wherever that is, you start from there like all of us did. And then we allow God to take us to where he wants us to go. And we're still going, and we're still growing, and we're still trying to resist the temptation to build a sandcastle. So I encourage you, resist that temptation. Let me finish. I have a few announcements, and then we are dismissed. Again, if you have any prayer requests, life@southbayalc.com. Prayer requests, any questions, please email us. We'll definitely respond. And we have a team of people that are praying daily, including myself, for the prayer request that comes in. If you have any questions, I'll answer them personally. and I'd love to answer your questions. So there's no doubt about the God we serve and the foundation of the word. Bible study, come hang out with us Bible study on Wednesday night, 6:30. 7 to 7:30. We are in, let me get my glasses and so I won't give you the wrong place where we're studying. 2 Samuel chapter 19. It is a beautiful study. Some crazy stuff happening, but it's a beautiful study on how God is relevant today, just as he was when 2 Samuel was written, the life of David. Incredible, incredible, incredible. Please join us for that hour, another hour that would change your life. And then I want to thank you all again for your giving, your tithes, your offerings, your donation. Just so grateful and so thankful. Go to our website, southbayalc.com, push the giving icon, give accordingly, or you can mail it in, SBALC, 3553 Atlantic Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90807. And family, I can't wait till next week. As we get into the Word, I don't know how long the Lord will have me on this series, but the Word is so powerful. And family, if we're not standing on the Word, then what are we standing on? Sinking sand, right? So much going on in the world today. Watch the news just for a few minutes and watch how it changes. Watch the craziness. Build your house on the rock. The sand is sinking, it's falling apart. Don't build it on your finances, on your bank account. Those things are nice. I'm not saying don't prepare. I'm not saying live recklessly. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the foundation of everything, every aspect of your life, is that you trust God and you build your life on the Word of God. Enjoy all the blessings of God. It's a beautiful day out there today. Enjoy the blessings of God. Be thankful. But know that you're building your life on a rock. And that God's with you wherever you go. So I want to encourage you in that. Love you. Once again, happy birthday to our youngest daughter, JL, who turns 19. The baby is 19. I remember she was 19 months. Now she's 19 years. Do I prefer 19 months or 19 years? I like them both. I'm gonna be a dad. I like them both. So she's 19. So encourage her. Those of you who know how to get in touch with her, and just thank you so much. Encourage your own kids. It's a lot going on. It's a lot for our kids to handle today with the social media and with the world trying to tell them to look a certain way, act a certain way, to be this or that. And the Word of God has already told them, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a precious jewel. And the world's trying to tell them something else. We got to give them the Word. So I love you. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you all on Wednesday night for Bible study. I can't wait. With our intimate fellowship around the Word of God. Then those of you who won't be able to make Bible study, Lord willing, we'll all meet next week. So just lift your hands and be grateful. Lord, we thank you. It's your promise. It's established in heaven that you've come to give us life, and that more abundantly, and extraordinary life in Christ. And we love you for that, God. Thank you that you're with us wherever we go, that we can grow in you. Thank you for reminding us to be strong, to be alert, to be determined, to be urgent, and that you're with us through the process, to be obedient because you're with us. We love you, Lord. We thank you and we bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you, family. Facebook family, Zoom family, South Bay Abundant Life Church family. I love you dearly. I look forward to seeing you Wednesday or next Sunday.